Now the quantum numbers then are the labelling system that we're going to use to specify the electrons. So in this 2px here, the 2 is indicating the principal quantum number n. The n is referring to the shell that the electron finds itself in. So we're in essence defining the size of that orbital out from the nucleus. So the possible values range from 1 up to n, where n is the number of electrons that we're going to find in our system. The angular quantum number L, which is also called the azimuthal quantum number in your textbook, indicates the shape of the orbital. And this one ranges from 0 up to n minus 1, where this n is our principal quantum number. So I'm now saying here that if I specify the n value to be 2, then our possible L values will be 2 minus 1 is 1, and then 0. So this n minus 1 thing here means n minus 1, n minus 2, etc. until you hit 0. So these are predictive rules. If you know one of these quantum numbers, you're able to define several of the others that sit underneath it. Now the L azimuthal quantum number then is specifying the shape, and our shape then, the L value of 0 is S, the L value of 1 is P, and the L value of 2 is D. So you're just going to have to memorize that that's what the L values mean. Are we all good with that? Yes or no? Yeah? Yeah? It's just a memory thing. If I say L equals 2, you say it's a D orbital. That's how you're learning this one. The rules are a different thing. These rules here are used, if I put in the multi-choice thing, that the n value is 3, and is the following a reasonable combination? L equals 3, ML equals 2, MS equals a half. What would be your answer? N equals 3, L equals 3, ML equals 2, MS equals a half. Exactly. You see, because the rule is n minus 1. So the first possible value for L would be 2. Yeah, so that's all of it. Have a read, get back to me if you're getting stuck. That's the only place that you're likely to actually find it. Now the magnetic one is tied to the L value. So magnetic one then saying, if I now have got my n value is 3, so I'm stuck with the first possible L value would be 2, then the possible ML value, if L equals 2, would be 2 and L minus 1, which is 1, then the L minus 2 value is 0, yeah, and down the other side I get minus 2, minus 2 plus 1 is minus 1, minus 1 plus 1 is 0. So the possible values were minus 2, minus 1, 0, 1, and 2. Are we all good with that? Mm-hmm.